Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm here with Dr. Shane Rasmussen, and he's with the Natchitoches NSU Folk Festival. Dr. Rasmussen, thanks for coming over today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it's that time again. It's summertime. It's hot. It's beautiful. And it's time for another great folk festival.
That is true. And, you know, it will be hot, and it looks like it's going to be clear weather, but we are inside.
Hey, so it doesn't matter, does it?
That's right. That's right. So, you know, we're an air-conditioned Prather Coliseum on the NSU campus. So even if it's a little bit hot and humid outside, you will be air-conditioned inside.
Now, when you come inside, it is the 46th annual Folk Festival.
Yes.
And you're looking at Louisiana folk, music, arts, crafts, food, dancing. You got it all going on, right?
Well, we try to get, you know, we try to create opportunities for people to encounter folk culture firsthand and to interact with it. So, for example, you know, we do have the crafts. We have, I think this year it's 84 different crafters that are going to be there. But they're not just selling their wares. They're also making and demonstrating their crafts right there in front of you, whether it's a pine needle basket or carvings or a leather belt. Maybe it's a China berry necklace. They're making the crafts, and so you can talk with the crafts people right there about what they're doing. So you enter the festival, and it's kind of like Santa's workshop, where all the folks are making their things right there in front of you.
This is coming up this Saturday, July 18th. You start up at 9 a.m. and go all the way to 5.
The crafts go to 5. But the festival itself goes to 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Oh, because the music and the dancing happens all night long, doesn't it?
So we got three stages of music, and we have bluegrass with Catahoula Drive and Zydeco with French Rock and Boogie with Gino Delafosse. We have two Cajun bands this year, Poisson Rouge and Kevin Nackan and the Awesome Playboys, and one of my favorite fiddlers ever, Bo Thomas, is going to be with them.
Let's talk a little bit about... You mentioned the Cajun music.
Yep.
We're in North Louisiana. A lot of us can't dance. We don't know how to Zydeco dance. We don't know how to Cajun music dance.
Yes.
You're going to be teaching us, right?
Well, you know, we have the Cajun French Music Association dance troupe, and they are going to teach free Cajun and Zydeco dance lessons right there. They might throw a little bit of line dancing in there. Or, you know, one time they actually taught jitterbug dancing right in front of a country group. But they are wonderful, and they are so welcoming, and they just want to get you on the floor and give you those basic moves. It's about a 45-minute lesson. And we also have a flat foot or clogging dance lesson in addition, and that's taught by Clancy Stewart over in the McGill Recital Hall. And that is right before the Louisiana State Fiddle Championship from 1 to 4. And fiddlers, if you play the fiddle and you want to come in and compete, you certainly can.
So that's all going on at the air-conditioned Prather Coliseum.
Yep.
Let's talk a little bit about, you talk about the music, Zydeco, bluegrass. You've got a blues band.
We do.
You've even got... A lot of people don't know that a lot of Vietnamese folks have settled in Louisiana.
Yeah.
And they've brought their culture, and they're coming to Natchitoches.
They are. We have the Rising Dragon Lion Dance Team coming from Marrero. They are incredible. And, you know, this is the kind of the magic of the festival. You know, if you're watching something like that on YouTube, you put in lion dancers and you're kind of curious about it. But it's not the same. It's not the same as when you're present. When you're live, it's right in front of you. When you got your youngins and these guys in a lion dance, you know, they're moving in that lion, and you're kind of thinking, whoa, and because you kind of forget for a second that there are people inside of that, and then they're kind of menacing in a very playful manner to the people, youngins on the floor, and they're squealing. It is good fun.
So the lion dancers, not the line dancers.
There will probably be
some of those there too, though.
There will be those too.
So this is all going on Saturday. Talk to me about after you get started, you walk in, you start smelling different foods being cooked. And I want to ask you a little bit about some of the food vendors and the types of food and things you'll see at this festival.
well, you know, you're going to smell that right before you even come in, because in the, you know, we got our grassy strip right outside in front of Prather, and that's where the gumbo cook off, and we've had several people already enter. And so, and if you do a good gumbo, you can get in. There's no registration fee for doing the gumbo cook-off. And so you could do, you could let us see how great you are. In fact, I've heard that you're quite the chef.
Yeah, well, I have won a jambalaya championship.
I'm just saying, but maybe you could
gumbo,
win.
Gumbo, I don't know. Maybe so. What time would you need to be there for the gumbo cook-off?
You need to be there at 8 o'clock and to start cooking. And it's going to be wonderful. I am really looking forward to this. We had, you know, we have four different judges. We originally had three, but people just kept on calling me and saying, can I please be a judge to the gumbo cook-off? I've got great credentials. And I'm thinking, what credentials might you have? Do you make a good gumbo or do you just like to eat it? So when I had to add a fourth. They just begged so hard. And, you know, of course, when you come into the festival, we have our main hall with the main stage and Kid Fest and the crafts and the exhibits and things like the color guard going to do something for, you know, because our theme is America the Beautiful. So we have the U.S. Army and Coast Guard color guard, the National Guard. But also we have on the sides, we have even more music, and because we got the open jam and we got side stages over here on both sides. And then we have the food vendors all along the way with the Colombian tamales. We got a Colombian food truck that is just incredible. And we have, one of my favorites is the Indian tacos with the fry bread.
Ah.
It's amazing. And you know, Marjorie Batiste makes these, and she is so good. She remembers it year by year. I mean, I went to her last year, and I gave her forget what it was, $8 or something like that. And I got this huge piece of fry bread with everything. And she said, now you like the extra hot. And I said, yes, I do.
She remembered you from last year.
She remembered exactly how I like my order. And so it was just incredible. And of course, you got Ricky Bechet with his homemade fudge and the nuts and all that. And one of my favorites, Roosevelt Sykes does this amazing crackling. He'll make it right there, right outside the door of the festival.
Wow.
He's boiling it up right there. And he brings it in, puts it into these little paper bags, brown paper bags, and he had a line.
Fresh cracklings.
Oh, my dear. And it's the good part where it's, you know, it's the crispy at the top, and at the bottom you got that real pork fat, and he puts that seasoning on there.
Good stuff.
Oh, it's so bad for your heart, but so good for your heart at the same time.
Dr. Shane Rasmussen with us, the 46th annual Natchitoches NSU Folk Festival. For folks, you just get tickets at the door. How does it work?
Tickets at the door, $10 for adults, children 12 and under free. We try to make this Louisiana's festival, so it's cheap. I mean, it's the price of a latte with extra foam or a movie ticket these days. But also, you know, if you go to Louisiana Folklife Center or Natchitoches NSU Folk Festival in any web browser, you're going to hit our website, which has the complete schedule and everything you might need to know. I have all the information on how to get us.
Dr. Shane Rasmussen, again, this Saturday, arts and crafts begin at 9 a.m. You can find out more by heading over to our website, kedf.org.